Joy Tactics.
Merp.
Merp.
Dude, merp. I'm sick. Trigger warning.
Last episode, we were talking about how one of us is always sick, and you were like, I think it's me this episode. So were you coming off? Were you like getting sick as the episode was progressing?
I guess I was both sick and extremely tired and hungover. Because I had gone to sleep.
Fierce combo.
It was everything, man. Everywhere to me. Why was music so good back in the day?
Fuck. Maroon 5?
Literally.
God damn.
I got so high I could not recognize. People were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And dude, speaking of merping, just last week at work or 2 weeks ago or something, we're working on something about merp. And almost everyone in the office was like, what is that? I've never heard of merp. Tell them.
They don't know what merp.
Swear.
You got to be kidding me. For real?
Merp.
Merp.
For real. It was like insane to see and concerning.
Merp, dude. I wonder if people listening right now are familiar. Well, how can we even describe merp, the notion of merping?
That's what's crazy is I don't remember merp. It's not from anything. It's just, yeah. you know it.
It's just in the ether, it's like deep in our consciousness as millennials.
Damn, do you think that it fucking is an acronym? Millennial Enterprises.
Respecting people. Enterprises.
Millennial Emotional Regulatory. Oh, dude. Millennial. Yeah, we got it. We nailed it. we did the whole hour.
You just said it like you're like, dude, like you had some crazy acronym for it.
Millennial Emotional Regulatory
Perspectives.
Perspectives, yeah.
Proprietary. Oh no, I just merped. I just merped everywhere.
Oh no,
oh,
in public
fuck.
Too.
Oh,
boy,
fuck.
Howdy.
I just merped in my pants.
Oh fuck, officer. You're going to have to pull me over. You're going to have to pull me over again right after this because I'm going to be driving while merping in my pants.
But jokes aside, we are talking about adulting today. Yeah.
Makes me sick.
What type of adulting shit did you do? So, yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, would you describe all of us as simultaneously late bloomers and also early bloomers? You picking me up? Pick up what I'm saying?
Right. Wise souls, but have not matured yet in the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Kinda.
Yeah, I could relate with that a little bit. I don't know if I've even bloomed yet. I don't even know if like to be a late bloomer means that you have bloomed, right? I don't even know if I've bloomed yet. I'm still you know, in a cocoon in a lot of ways.
In a cocoon waiting to bloom. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, what could be more bloomed than this? I've got a plate right in front of me with chicken bones that I ate yesterday. Just dropped them on my keyboard. Damn,
nice.
I got a bunch of chicken bones on my keyboard.
Are they wet at all? Or are they dried out?
They are way dried out. That's rotisserie. Damn, day old rotisserie stuck in the keyboard now.
You should make some chicken broth.
Yes. Or
some chicken stock, right?
I don't know if it's quite enough. Bones, but yeah.
Make your own chicken stock out of like two chicken wing bones and see. Sell it outside your fucking crib on the stoop.
Oh, thank you. Woo-wee. Nate, I'm clocking just, your video's kind of lagging to me right now, but you're moving, so to me, you're moving side to side so fast.
I can't help but rock in this chair, dude. It's kind of, I'm kind of in a computer chair right now. Computer. Activate amazing protocol. Make these two gay and horny as fuck. Make this guy's balls explode into his fucking anus and give this woman a great day.
That guy has done something amazing for the world.
Shout out to the Mr. Computer guy. Computer protocol.
Computer. Program a dog to be able to speak English.
I feel like we need to get you a celeb shot with that on that account. Oh, I feel like you could do some amazing protocol activations.
Computer, make this man, and every time he licks his fingers, it tastes like barbecue sauce. Computer, activate infinite barbecue sauce finger glitch. Damn, that's the dude. I will say, if that was a job at like a jobs fair in high school, and they said that was an option, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean it is that's now. You know,
that's fucking literally.
That's probably what job fairs are like now. You know, content creator. You tell me there's not a content creator booth at the fucking high school job fair. Community college job fair.
They need a booth for every type of content creation. Every job is content creation. If you own a fucking shawarma restaurant, you have to figure out, how can I make a music video about this?
Right.
That's
right.
Adulting.
Mm-hmm. That is fucking adulting. What type of adulting type of shit have you been doing? Have you been getting into today, Jack?
All I do is adult. I wake up, I go to fucking get my vehicle inspection done for the year. I walk over to my car. It's about 3 blocks away. I get to the car. I go, oh, fuck, that's right. It's actually right outside my house. I forgot. So I walk back to the crib. There's the car. Then I realize it's street cleaning day on the other side, so everybody's blocking me in, so I can't fucking leave. Then
they're too close. The car's too close.
The cars are blocking me completely into my fucking spot.
Like you can't even back up and shimmy out.
No way.
Like they're that riding up on you that close.
Dude, the side, Nate, double park. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, whoa. Wait. That should be illegal.
Well, welcome to the concrete jungle, man. Different laws here.
Sounds like sick. A rough day. That's how you started today.
Yes. Then I got a parking ticket, $65 on my fucking car.
No.
Because I forgot yesterday that my car was, I thought it was 3 blocks away at a spot that was okay. See what I'm saying?
Well, if you would have put $50 on Paul Thomas Anderson to win Best Picture, that would have been actually $0.
Fuck.
You see? Because I won $14, dude.
They should let you do that. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. $14. I can't believe you didn't get up on in on the fun.
I shoulda. I fucking shoulda.
Those are some easy. There were some easy wins for the Oscars.
Dude. Like what?
Tons. Best actor. There's a lot that were just like, this is what, how it's gonna go down, you know. There wasn't a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, should we do a quick Oscars debrief? Conan,
yeah, sure. Conan O'Brien,
missed you up there. Could have seen you a little more.
Did you see when he didn't know he was on air? Awkward.
I think I did. Maybe. Oh,
bless you, man. Gesundheit.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Oh, it's St. Patty's Day today when we're recording.
Are you fucking serious? Dude.
Post a green now square on Instagram right now for solidarity with Irish style Americans.
I would love to. Hey, who's your favorite Irish person?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.